now, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Why don't you have a quiet day?
Well, we tried to catch up on a few things today that...
Right.
We've had to let one or two slip while we've been keeping the Vietnam stuff ginned up, although that's still going, I must say. I'm kind of pleased to discover that we had a delegation down from Connecticut today with a lot of petitions, and some Cubans coming tomorrow.
That's good.
The demonstration in Boise, Idaho on Saturday, and Wichita on Saturday. Veterans groups are...
On our side, huh?
On our side, having parades. And they've been pretty good. They don't get on the national networks, but they get...
That's all right.
They get regional press.
Right.
And that helps us. But it's still going out there. The Mail and the... spotty, but demonstrations in some of the places where I think we may get one or two of them picked up, as we got Martin Beach picked up last week.
Sure.
We did get our New York Times ad in today, which you may have seen.
No, I didn't see it. Did you get it in?
Yes, and I'm amazed they ran it, frankly, because it's tough on the New York Times. It's got a big headline, The People versus the New York Times, and that goes to, it says what the Times said, and then lists the four polls, the Harris and the Opinion Research ABC poll.
Right.
And the conclusion is, who can you believe, the New York Times or the American people?
Good.
And they gave us a half page, and we had it signed by Mr. Nash Kestenbaum and Rabbi Seidman and
good.
Rabbi Gross.
That's
signed
very good.
Jewish names on there, so.
That's good.
That really sticks it to them. The other thing we're doing to stick it to the press is God, it's an appalling exercise to go through it, but we've taken, as I think I mentioned to you before, we've taken all of the statements that were made in the 48 hours following your announcement that you were signing Hyphon.
Yeah.
And my God, you think the world was coming to an end if you read some of these.
It's like, that the, this is World War III and all that.
Oh, the incredible nightmare, the Detroit Free Press, the Des Moines Register was... President's gone mad. Military confrontation with the Soviet Union is inevitable. Soviet Union, according to Joseph Kraft, will have to react negatively and said that this will still mean defeat by North Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff is incredible. We're putting it, we don't want to crow about it yet until this weekend, but we're going to get it into some speeches that some of our people are making this weekend. And
good.
Maybe get John Wilby on the Today Show, because he's very tough on this stuff.
Yeah.
And just say the president's on his way to the Soviet Union on a historic mission for peace. And here's what only 10 days ago some of the leading political and foreign policy commentators and analysts were saying. And then just read it. It's just as devastating. We're also going to...
You might have Goldwater make a speech on it in the Senate floor, too, you know.
We have three speeches. Taft, who's agreed to give one of them.
Good.
Brock has agreed to give one, and Goldwater...
Good.
...may be perfect for the third. I haven't placed the third yet.
Well, anybody, it's all right.
But I also think what we'll do is write to each one of these editorial writers. And
right.
Each one of these columnists, and just say, don't you think maybe now you ought to...
Who will write the letter? That's the problem, I suppose.
Well, I was thinking of having Dole write it. That makes it a little bit partisan. But maybe one of the senators who gives the speech. I think if Brock...
If a senator would do it, that would be better. If Brock or somebody like that.
Yeah, Brock is very good at this stuff. And
good.
Do it. So we might get... Make a note to see if I can get Brock to do that. He would be excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Clausen thinks he has the story placed of the Truman and Roosevelt assassination.
Yeah.
He talked to Jack Kilpatrick, who thought that was a great piece, and said he would use it.
Good.
He was getting to Bill White and Dick Wilson with it also.
Mm-hmm.
Kilpatrick said that he had been thinking about this but hadn't done the research, so we put it together for him this afternoon, and we'll get it to him. I think that's it.
Yeah, it's a nice touch.
It is. It's kind of interesting, really. The announced, Al Haig probably told you, he announced the, through USA the trip last night with the Cardinals, so that'll be moving around the world a bit and perhaps get in behind them. I don't know how they work that through RV, but he said that they would see that that got...
He'll get around, yeah.
...got good treatment in Europe. We're working up some things for next week, Mr. President, while you're away, to try to capitalize on the domestic impact of some of the things that you'll be doing. I've talked to Ehrlichman about this, and Haig, and it's a thought at least that we might be able to emphasize some of the strong points of the, in terms of the domestic impact of some of the things that you'll be doing while you're in the Soviet Union. I would think we could get some good play back here if our cabinet fellows are, after things are announced over there, if they work here off the domestic impact in the trade area, certainly.
Yeah.
I think Butts should be able to...
He'll do well.
...to do some good...
Peterson.
Right. And I think this is going to, if all goes well, this is going to kind of overwhelm him because there will be some significant domestic issues that flow out of this, which I think is extremely helpful to us if we play it right. Well, we're planning on it. We'll see how things go next week. But if it can be done, I think our fellows can make some
make
some points on that score.
What's your reaction today at this point with regard to the Wallace thing?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things, Mr. President, was the way in which the Senate and House conferees acted last night, stayed in session until midnight, to attach a form. I'm not sure we're altogether happy with it, but a form of the moratorium, busing moratorium, under the Housing Act, and I guess the Housing or Higher Education Act, whichever one they've been working on. But they worked on into the night last night until midnight to get a form of the moratorium onto the conference room.
Damn well better, hadn't they?
I think they suddenly read what was happening and realized the bite of that issue. And I think that I really believe the impact of it will be to focus on certainly in the state of Michigan and other places. We'll focus on the busing issue. This is given.
Dr. Griffin today, he's really high. He says he told me 2 months ago. He said don't write off Michigan. He says he's convinced now we can win it.
Well, I am. I really am, and especially if the opponent is McGovern. I just Humphrey's a slippery son of a bitch. He'll be all over that issue when the campaign comes. But McGovern, I think with him it's an act of faith. He's absolutely. They're both stuck with it, but he's even more stuck. I talked to Fitzsimmons this afternoon, and he was just elated. He said, God, he said, I was delighted to see Humphrey take a comeuppance. He said, you realize he had, with the exception of the UAW, he had all of the labor unions up there. He said, including my man, who I let do it for the primary, although he's going to be with us in the general election. And he said, hell, he just didn't show, he showed absolutely nothing. Fitz is reading, and his political people are all in town tomorrow. All of their conference directors from all over the country. He's asked me to come over and visit with him briefly, which I will do. But he said their feeling is that Humphrey is not showing any grassroots strength at all. That he is not turning him on. And of course, they're strong for us, so they're looking at it from same thing, although they found a fairly, just looking for the story, I have it here somewhere, they found a fairly sizable number of Republicans who had crossed over, and I think the figure was something like 20%, which
right.
went over and into the Democratic primary to vote for Wallace, who obviously will not do so, according to the interviews, will not do so in November. But the significance of it was that in neither state did it appear from these interviews that he that the shooting accounted for any of his showing. He would have done it anyway. And
I'm convinced he would have.
I am too. I don't think it wouldn't. The only thing it might do is just give him a little extra push to get him out to the polls. But
right.
Here, the Washington Post survey said that more than 90% of those interviewed who voted for Wallace said they had decided more than a month ago to support him.
Yeah.
The conclusion is that based on a survey of 542 voters, that 15 Maryland counties, that the attempted assassination had no effect on them.
That's good.
Not in Tuesday's primary.
That's good.
So I think they will not be able to.
Well, they'll, the columnists will, but it's all right. Nobody gives a damn about them.
Well,
and the networks, of course, they'll warble around about it. But they're, you know, I must say, though, that the whole bunch are out on a limb because of the way they went off the deep end after the announcement on Monday, a week ago. Really, they did go off on them. I told you, you know, that you'd find some pretty lousy stuff.
Oh, God. It's, yeah, I mean, Severide, Carol, the newspapers that you would normally expect, columnists like Milton Viorst.
Oh, yes. The
lefties, Kraft. They got themselves way off on the limb. I just think...
I'd rub it into them.
Oh, right. Absolutely. I think it's the kind of thing, Mr. President, that over the real time to rub it in is when you come back, or while you're in the Soviet Union.
While we're there, yeah, all right.
I think that's the time I'd really like to hit him with it. And Buchanan, they've given us an invitation for him to go on the Today Show. He can do this beautifully because he...
That's right, good.
His job is reading the press.
And right, he'll kill him.
I've talked to Pat about this, and he said he'd just like to sit there and read some of these and then say, well, the president is over there, and yesterday was announced, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
the following, and World War III hasn't begun, and the world hasn't come to an end. The next time the president takes bold and decisive action, I hope these same fellows will take a good, hard second look before.
And also to say that, as honest men, they ought to admit they were wrong.
Yes, that's good. That can do that.
Just ought to tell them. Yeah.
Sure. As a journalist himself, he can.
That's right.
Columbia Journalism School graduate, he can do that.
Good.
So we'll hit him on that. I think I haven't gone through with you, although when you get back, I'll have a memo for you. A number of the things we're doing in the media area. I think that we're gonna keep them off balance this year. We have a monitoring operation now, which is
right.
in place.
Right. Good.
It is working.
Is it? Good.
Yes, sir. We've tested it on two specific instances, and we know the playback. We know on reason that he apologized for lousy commentary that he did. But I really think we're in position and set up properly so that we can.
You also are having somebody hit the top people, you know, the Stantons and the owners of the network, Sarnoffs, all those bastards.
Well, we do that with mail, generally, Mr. President.
I suppose that's the only way to do it, Joe.
Well, I did talk to Stanton last
night. Yeah, I know. I knew about that. Yeah.
Must say that I do have to say that we've, at least from the war zone, at least from Saigon, they've given us pretty good TV coverage. This has been different in the last 10 days than either Laos or Cambodia. They've had some damn good interviews. Monday night they had some excellent coverage on Firebase Bastion. And they've been a little restrained. I think they're a little worried that they may not be playing to the public mood if they play it too negatively. These fellows read the polls.
Sure. Well, they don't want to be way out there out of step with the country.
That's right. And they were, until your speech. We were getting some bad him, but they got in there that he'd been, sources said he'd been close to radical causes, Black Panther literature, member of the Young Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Tribune gave us a very good press on that.
That's good.
That just may build, depending on how...
Try and just keep it, keep at it, that's right.
We want to keep that question alive.
That's right, just so people wonder about it, right?
That's right, and let the...
You know, an interesting thing is that I think the Democratic critics are, as you pointed out yesterday, they're a little leery of this, aren't they? They're not nearly as loud as they were for about 3 days ago. Huh?
Amazingly quiet, Mr. President. I watch for it hourly. I have a person who just watches the wire machine so that we can answer their criticisms as they come in, and. Draft an amendment that he then can get people to support.
fight him now.
And well, there now appears no question that we can hold it all off until after the Moscow trip, and I think if we do that, that an awful lot of steam will be out of their sails by then, because the situation holds stable in South Vietnam during that period, and you have a successful trip, as I'm sure you will, they're going to be hard-pressed to try to cast that kind of a vote. So I think we'll just next week keep them, as Bob Dole said today, we'll have extended discussions if necessary, but there'll be no vote.
And they'll try to get up Glandys too, I know.
Well, we're trying to.
Griffin told me they were going to fight to do that.
Yeah, Scott and Bird got into a hell of a fight on the floor today, which was reported.
Between each other?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, arguing that over when it would be brought up, Bird said that he wasn't about to turn over the leadership of the Senate to the Republican Party. Scott was demanding that Glandys to be brought up. We've got to do this every day.
I keep doing it, that's right. And then if they want to vote it down in a partisan way, fine.
That's right. At least we have the acquittal, and if they now hold it up, I don't think it hurts us. I think it hurts them.
No,
that's
right.
Schultz behind Dick. So
absolutely. I told Griffin that today. I said, don't ever let them have Schultz up first. Don't ever let that happen.
So we have to keep the pressure on that way, and I think that'll work. Conley wants to get home also, so that probably Conley may do some lobbying for us. But
that's right. Well, he can work that out, but he doesn't mind. He knows what we have to do.
Of course. But we'll keep the next week. We'll keep the pressure on them very hard to try to drive these up on the floor. And I think this. I really think that Tex McCurry, Bob Haldeman was telling me tonight, has the theory of start banging away at the Senate. I think the time is getting there. I know there are some differences on this, but
all right, bang him. I think McCurry's right.
Yeah, I think the time is, because the public, they see this kind of a performance, and they're not they're not dumb. They know damn well that they're just being totally obstructionist.
I think they ought to start hitting the damn Senate and kicking him just hard as hell.
And
just because Mike is a nice guy, goddammit, he's not for what we're trying to do, so hit him.
And he isn't even being a very nice guy right now.
Hell no.
He's
that's right.
Being very difficult. So, yeah, I think we will do that. One of the things we'll try to have laid out while you're gone is a pretty good effort to start cracking at him, because they don't have that much time once you get back.
That's right.
5 weeks before they have to break for the
convention. Then they have to go to the convention, that's right.
And they won't come back between the conventions, or so they say.
They're not coming back?
Well, the plan, at least, Mr. President, is that they will not come back between the conventions, that they'll recess. They want to recess. Now, they may not be able to, because they'll have a backlog. There's no way they can get...
Disgusting. Well, I'd start hitting them right now about the shameful performance.
Yeah, it's a hell of a good case, and we can start making it, and I think it does help us.
Right.
To put the pressure on them.
Yeah, that's it. Run against them. Run against them.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, it's a lot different from it was in the days of AT&T. At least this is our issue, not theirs, for change.
That's exactly right, and we had a review in my staff this afternoon of what domestic issues we can start hammering that will show strong presidential leadership.
Mm-hmm.
After I got thinking about them, I realized that what you're doing right now, I agree with Lou Harris. I think that foreign policy can be a...
Keep it on our issue and not on get on that the stuff that they're crap.
Exactly.
No, sir, absolutely.
Right now is our issue.
That's right.
Put you across to the people in a very, very strong way.
That's right. And they don't care about water pollution, all that crap. That doesn't matter. Not one bit.
They don't give a damn.
Revenue sharing, welfare reform, all.
No. They care about welfare loafers, but...
Yeah, I know, but nothing's going to happen on that, so that's...
That's right. And that's what Goodwin to run against the Congress also.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to do something to get the loafers off the welfare rolls. Congress didn't do it. So it's...
Right.
But you're absolutely... action, and they really don't give a goddamn about
Yeah, we so often, you know, I mean, the domestic people naturally are working with their issues, and they think that, gee whiz, why don't we talk more about them, and why don't we make this and that and the other thing. You know, like, but even if you take drugs, what the hell can we do that we haven't done?
That's right. And that's not, I think issues separate out of into real cutting issues. Very, very cutting issues that have a decisive effect on how a person votes.
Like busing.
Busing is one of those, and that's not national, but it's not too small either when you go into large areas where there are black concentrations.
That's right.
That is a cutting issue. That makes people go out and vote for a man for that issue alone.
Right.
But there aren't many like that. People don't just go out and vote on
that's right.
Most of the domestic issues that we spend 90% of our time on, they don't. They vote on the
that's right.
I guess it was CBS last night. Yeah, CBS said that the most cutting issue this year is most.
Mm-hmm. Which is basically race, as you know.
That's right.
Let's face it.
The fear of that and housing.
Which is all related.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's the kind of people that that are in Cardinal Cole's parish are the kind of people that fear
right.
most about the issue.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're the people that we, I think, can swing it. I think swing it in the key states.
Well, basically, you know, the theory of some of our people on have said, you know, we've got to build a new coalition and all that sort of thing, and they say of the young and this and that. And the hell with it. Our coalition has got to be basically the what I've referred to the silent majority. That's what it is.
Middle
Americans. It's the middle Americans. It's the decent people that work, the farmers, the workers. The hell with the elite businessman and the elite Ivy League presidents and the rest.
Okay.
Go for folks.
That's right. Go for the folks.
That's right.
And
quit playing to the establishment.
Yeah, and as the Cardinal was saying last night, that's exactly what you do. You rest your strength of the presidency on being able to go right through to the folks and do it. And you start figuring that the farmers and the new middle class, which is basically a white ethnic working man, the Teamsters, the Catholics, which I am absolutely convinced are swinging over because of conservatism and because of busing and housing and the concern about the blacks. This is that constituency.
That's right.
The traditional Republican vote that we're going to get
that's right.
for the older folks. But if you add those up and add up where they are.
And as a matter of fact, as Griffin pointed out today, he said that Wallace got more of the 18 to 24s than did McGovern in Michigan.
Is that so? I didn't
yes, sir. The Martin Hayden had a poll taken, and Wallace got more of the 18 to 24s than did McGovern. So that's right. No, sir. There's something going on here. You know, the kids may have, you know, basically, the American people are very humanitarian, very generous, and the rest. But the blacks have overplayed it, and the professional liberals have overplayed it.
Mm-hmm.
And they see them getting these special favors and the rest, and they get pushed around. They say, well, the hell with them.
That's right.
That's what it is.
That's exactly right. That's a very,
right.
very interesting
thing. Yeah, you got a hold of that poll. Call Griffin's office. He'll send it down to you.
I'll get that from Bob, because that's a very interesting
yeah.
point. That should be a hell of a lesson, too, to some of our people who argue
yeah.
what you should do to get to the job, right?
Yeah. Okay, fine.
We'll keep her going.
I know you will. Bye.